On the air, we begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Sapp Fieldhouse. We're in Omaha tonight. Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings College on the road tonight taking on the Mavericks of Nebraska Omaha. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, coming off of a loss the other day to Northwestern, now we schedule a team that's actually an NCAA Division I school in Nebraska Omaha. Why is it important for us as an NAIA school to play a game like this?
Well, I just think a couple different reasons. It's somebody that you know typically don't get to see. I think the opportunity to play a Division I opponent is always exciting for your team, you know, and we've had the opportunity a couple of years ago to go to University of Nebraska-Lincoln and play the Cornhuskers, and I thought our kids, you know, really enjoyed that opportunity, and I don't think it's anything that's necessarily going to hurt you or hurt your ego, so to speak, you know, just because of the outcome or something like that. And I think it just puts a lot of things in perspective, and it's just a good teachable moment for your kids.
Do we prepare for a game like this the same way we would a Northwestern or a Briarcliff?
Yeah, I think you have to. You know, to me, you have to, you know, remain consistent in your preparation. And I think just as a coach or as the, you know, leader of a program, that you want to make sure that your kids do understand that it's a game that can be won. I mean, it's just because it's a Division I opponent doesn't mean it's that you have to go in there and lose. And you see it on, you know, flip on Sports Center, you're going to see major upsets each and every day, especially in college basketball, where the 3-point line is such an equalizer. And, you know, they're just getting off a plane about 12 hours ago coming home from Milwaukee. And so it's not like, you know, a situation that we've set ourselves up for automatic failure or anything like that. So I think we've just got to be consistent in how we prepare. And I think it's just another opportunity to try and teach your kids how to compete and how to get better.
Guys excited about playing an NCAA Division I opponent today?
Well, I tell you, when I got the call from Coach Hansen last August and, you know, just said, hey, we have a date opening up, when they made that transition so late in their year, they had several dates opening up. So when they called and said, would you be interested? And the first thing I did, I said, I want to talk to our guys. You know, I want to talk to the team and see if it's something that they would be interested in. And to a man, everybody that I called and everybody that I talked to said, heck yeah, this is something that we want to give a shot. Because, you know, there's a lot of Nebraska kids on UNO's roster, and a lot of these guys played against each other in high school and through the AAU circuits and things like that. So I think it's, you know, it's a game that our kids are very excited to play.
Because of the load of the conference season, we just don't have a lot of time to play a game such as this, do we?
Yeah, that's just it. You know, with the double round robin now in the GPAC, where you're playing 20 conference games, there is not a lot of opportunities to get, you know, kind of a different chance for your kids to compete in a different venue and a little bit bigger environment maybe. And with the media timeouts and all that kind of hoopla that goes with a Division I basketball game, it's really a neat situation for them. So when you have an opportunity like this, Mike, you just have to take advantage of it.
Hastings coming off of a loss the other day on Saturday to Northwestern, 87-79 in this ball game most of the way, Coach, but just could not make the plays when we had to.
Well, as I went back and I watched film, you know, after the game, the thing that's, again, frustrating, and you know, we're talking about schemes and talking about doing those things differently, but we gave up 14 offensive rebounds again. And it's about in every other game scenario now that where we're really getting hurt on our defensive or our opponent's offensive rebounds. And then I think the other area, just simple things. You know, we had 4 post feeds late in the game when we have the ball down 6 or 4 points. We had 4 post feeds get taken from us in the second half alone. So, you know, we were really doing well. I mean, we shot the ball 53%, didn't get to the foul line near as many times as we wanted to. Did get out rebounded, but it was by a very narrow margin of 1 rebound. And the frustrating thing is we're still not being able to seize or capture the most basic plays in basketball. And I think as coaches, we find ourselves getting caught up into that. Well, maybe we have the wrong personnel. Maybe we have a wrong scheme. Maybe we should be playing more man or zone or whatever the case may be, when it comes down to rebounding and passing in that game. And those are the two most basic fundamentals that there are in the game of basketball. So, you know, we've continued to try and teach and correct those miscues, and that's what we're going to have to do until we can get it all figured out.
Nice spark off of the bench for us. Dane Bacon, 12 points. Dylan Flynn had 11 off of the bench on Saturday.
I thought those two in particular played well, and that's kind of the challenge that we had put before them prior to the game is, and in preparation all week, is, you know, we just got to get more out of those guys because they're such a big cog, you know, in what we're trying to get done on both ends of the floor. And I thought they both responded really well.
It's Nebraska-Omaha here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Mavericks as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. The Broncos in Omaha tonight, getting set to take on the Mavericks of Nebraska-Omaha. They come in 5-8 on the season, coach, losing to Milwaukee big on Saturday. But like we said, this is going to be maybe a much bigger team, maybe much more powerful than we are.
I would say so. As far as height, maybe you won't see the discrepancy that you would normally in a Division I game in regard to height. But I think just the physical mass of their post players in particular, they're big and they're strong. And you know, a lot of times in recruiting process, we tell kids, you're going to get naturally stronger just by playing against stronger people each and every day. That's without ever visiting the weight room. But these kids are, you know, trained by a basketball certified strength coach, and they've been playing, you know, I mean, played in Michigan State. So, I mean, they're used to being around big, strong people, and I think these guys will probably have an advantage there. So it's going to be very important for us to make sure and dig down on the basketball and try and get it out of the low post and just try and make it a perimeter game if we can.
What type of team is this?
They're very fast. Their guards really, really get it up the floor very well, and they've got a player in Mitch Albers, who is well on track to becoming UNO's all-time leading scorer, breaking the record of Dean Thompson. You know, so I think, you know, they understand kind of who they are and who their go-to man is on the perimeter. And I think they've got a kind of a three-headed monster, so to speak, as far as post play, starting with John Carhoff and the Hagerbomber kid coming off the bench, and then kind of a local kid from Grand Island and John Ring. So I think this will be a game that, you know, we're just going to have to do the best that we can on every possession, just getting quality shots, and we're going to have to make sure and be a little bit more active on the defensive end to try and get some deflections and some tips and try and turn this into a little bit more of an up-and-down game for us.
Some of these guys on this team are guys you've had contact with trying to get to come to Hastings, so they're not, you know, several steps ahead of where we need to be, but you're familiar with a couple of these guys.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we did a home visit on John Carhoff. John Ring came in and worked out with our team, and when the Hagerbomber kid was a senior, we decided to go the route of Jake Marvin, you know, that kind of thing. So these are kids that obviously are all maybe just a shade better. I mean, these are kids that if they come into your program, they make you a top 10 kind of caliber program. But, you know, to UNO's credit, they've stuck with these kids through the transition, and essentially they're a very good Division II basketball team right now, and they're playing a Division I schedule at times, but they're also playing several NAIs. So I think it's a game that, you know, maybe is not your traditional Division I opponent right now, just because of the transition that UNO is in.
How do we make this game competitive tonight, Coach? What are some of the easy things we can do?
Oh, we got to rebound and just take care of the ball. I mean, we've just got to kind of dumb things up and just not, you know, worry about that they have their name on the back of their jersey and that they, you know, play with a really fancy shot clock or, you know, something that sometimes kids get caught up into those peripheral opponents. And we've just got to worry about Hastings College right now. And our preparation is going to stay the same as it would if we were competing against Doan or Northwestern or whoever it may be. But we've got to just really get basic and take care of the basketball, rebound the basketball, and just push it and try and get a little bit better regardless of the outcome.
Are we more concerned about what we do tonight than maybe what they do?
I think so, you know, because in a sense, it's, you know, it doesn't make a difference in our conference standings or anything like that. And there's still some things I think that we're very close on that we need to get worked out that you just can't get done in a practice setting. So anytime you can put it in a game type situation and work on personnel and work on a little bit of depth of your program, I think that's a positive.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska-Omaha tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Sam Fieldhouse. We're in Omaha tonight with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Tonight, the Broncos take on NCAA Division I opponents, Nebraska-Omaha. In men's college basketball here on 1230 KHAS. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Obviously, Hastings taking a big step up in competition here tonight. Hastings, a record of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season, coming off with a loss on Saturday to Northwestern, 87-79. Broncos in that ball game most of the way just could not make the plays down the stretch to pull out the win. Dean Bacon, Dylan Flynn both had good ball games for Hastings off of the bench the other day. Bacon scored 12 points. Dylan Flynn had 11. Jake Marvin led the way for Hastings College, coming off of his 40-point performance at Briarcliff the week before. Marvin able to put through 15 points through the nets on Saturday afternoon, but Hastings dropping that one to Northwestern, 87-79. We see an opponent tonight that's making the transition to NCAA Division I status. And Nebraska-Omaha comes in a record of 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. They played in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on the Saturday and lost to Milwaukee by the score of 86-50. This is a team that's already played one team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That was Concordia back on November the 14th, and they beat the Bulldogs by the score of 100-68. So it's Hastings doing battle here tonight with Nebraska-Omaha from the Sapp Fieldhouse at the playing of the National Anthem as we get ready for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The playing of the National Anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight at the Sam Fieldhouse in Omaha as Nebraska-Omaha gets set to take on Hastings College. We told you about some of the opponents for Nebraska-Omaha, beating Concordia in the second ball game of the season, 100-68. They've also got a win over Shadron State this year at 81-78. They beat Northern Illinois on the road, 77-72. They beat Benedictine on the road, 75-49. And they beat St. Mary's of Kansas by the score of 87-65, but they have played some teams that normally contend for the NCAA National Tournament. IPFW is a team that you see occasionally in the the Big Dance. They lost to them to start the season at 83-72. Nebraska-Omaha also won on the road and played at Michigan State this year and lost 110-68. Then he played IBFW again and lost to them in overtime by a score of 83-80. They've got some future games coming up against Coppin State, a team that you've heard from the NCAA Division I ranks. They're going to play Doan after the first of the year. Colorado State is on the schedule. Briarcliff is on the schedule for UNO. And Nevada, just as some of the teams coming up here for the Mavericks of UNO as they make this transition to NCAA Division I status. And Hastings will have a tough test here tonight. Broncos 7-8 on the season, and the Mavs coming in with a record of 5 wins and 8 losses. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Nate Olson in the starting lineup tonight, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. Also, Brent Wells getting a start, a 6-foot-4 and sophomore out of St. Paul. Brady Woolman, a 6-foot-2 and sophomore out of Norfolk, gets a start. Tobin Reinwald, a 6-foot-5 and sophomore out of Lincoln. And the other starter for Hastings will be Jake Marvin, a 6-foot-8 inch junior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Nebraska-Omaha will go with C.J. Carter. He's a 6-foot freshman out of Omaha Benson. Caleb Steffensmeyer is a 6-foot-1 inch sophomore out of Omaha Creighton Prep. Mitch Albers is a 6-foot-4 inch senior from Papillion La Vista. Also getting a start tonight will be John Carhoff, who's a 6-foot-8 inch sophomore from Omaha Creighton Prep. And we'll see Matt Hagerbaumer in the ballgame tonight, a 6-foot-7 inch sophomore out of Lincoln Southeast. Their normal starter, Alex Wellhouse, evidently sick tonight and will not see action. He is a 6-foot-7 inch junior out of Calcana, Wisconsin. So Wellhouse is sick, will not play tonight for the Mavericks of Nebraska-Omaha. Again, UNO 5-8 in the season. Hastings College at 7-8. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington and Hastings, and 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So Hastings is going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Nebraska-Omaha going to be in their white standing uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Trev Albers, of course, is the athletic director here at Nebraska-Omaha, and he's on press row just to my left. He'll take in the ball game here tonight at the Sapp Field House in Omaha. As we set to go, Hastings College coming off of their loss to Northwestern. Nebraska-Omaha coming off of their loss to Milwaukee on this Saturday. Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our left, and the ball is in the air. And Nebraska-Omaha controls the opening tip. Hastings College going to have to play some tough defense here against Nebraska-Omaha. This is a team that's averaging 74 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 78.8 on the defensive end. This is Albers with the ball as he moved over deep in a corner. On the left side with the ball, there is a C.J. Carter, maybe the quickest guard that Hastings will see all season long. Head coach Lance Creech really likes him. C.J. Carter comes over here to a Steffensmeyer. Comes back out to Carter at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane underneath the bucket, and he steps out of bounds. Trying to circle around underneath the bucket. He steps out of bounds down here. That's the first turnover in Nebraska-Omaha in the ballgame. They average 14 turnovers per contest. So Hastings College comes back with the ball. Nate Olson runs it into the forecourt for the Broncos. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald comes out to Brady Lohman. Lohman moves it down in the corner. On the right side to Reinwald. Back outside to Marvin for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and it's going to be recovered by Hastings. The Broncos have to do the job on the boards here tonight. Lohman drives it inside, gives it away now to Marvin. He takes off, takes it down on the baseline, stops there. Long pass comes out on top to Lohman. Right side to Tobin Reinwald for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mitch Albers. Nebraska-Omaha comes back the other way. We're a minute into the ball game. No score between UNO and Hastings College. There's a stuff underneath the bucket there by Hagerbaumer. Matt Hagerbaumer scoring there on a stuff for Nebraska-Omaha. And the Mavericks go out on top with a score of 2-0. Nice pass right underneath the hole there as Hagerbaumer just slammed it down through the hole. And the Broncos get a stuff on him defensively here to start off the ballgame. 2-0 is the score. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College. Broncos come back the other way. Nate Olson has got the ball right side of the lane. Down to Jake Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. Marvin trying to go up. Does. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Brent Wells. Wells picks up the foul. This is his first team foul on the Broncos. Hastings College women's basketball team is playing a home contest tonight against 12th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan. They are at halftime at the Osborne Sports Complex. Kansas Wesleyan leading Hastings by the score of 36-35. There's a turnaround jumper up and in. That's a John Carhoff scoring there. He just posted up right side of the lane. He got on the ball, a turnaround jumper, and it goes down through the hole. 4-0 is the score. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College. Ryan Wald at the free throw line gives it up here. The Nate Olson gets away, dribbles inside, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Mavericks crash the board. In fact, three guys could have come up with that rebound. They get it out here to a Steffensmeyer into the forecourt. Here come the Mavericks. They've got a 4-0 lead over Hastings. Steffensmeyer back out here in the three-point territory. A shot by Albers from long three-point range. It's going to be no good. Olsen grabs the rebound for Hastings. The woman down on the baseline. Driving there is going to be Wells. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brent Wells scores on a short jumper from the right side of the basket. It's now a 4-2 ball game. The Mavericks are out on top of Hastings College. 17.5 to play here in the first half from the Sapp Field House in Omaha. It's Albers with the ball, takes it down on the left baseline to Carhoff. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman gets the ball ahead. Now to a Tobin Reinwald. Gets it into the forecourt. Moves it on the dribble to the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense here for UNO. Hastings with it. Offensively, here's a Brent Wells out to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to C.J. Carter. Carter runs her back the other way on a right-handed dribble for the Mavs. Over to the left sideline to Steffensmeyer. Carter gets it back here at the top of the key. Moves it behind the screen. Angles in toward the bucket. He lobs it up into the lane. It's going to be tipped and deflected. And it's brought out of there by Hastings College. That's a Brent Wells coming back the other way to Marvin. He drives. His shot's going to be partially deflected from behind. Rebound comes down to C.J. Carter. He brings it back 1-on-3 to the basket. His shot good. C.J. Carter scores for Nebraska Omaha. Didn't have the numbers. He didn't care. 6-2 is the score now. The Mavs out on top of Hastings College. Here's Marvin on the high post right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Gets it off to Olsen, and now he drives, and a foul is going to be called on Nate. He runs over a man underneath the holes. That's Mitch Albers, and Nate Olsen gets hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. First foul on Nate. That's going to be his team foul number 2 on Hastings College in the ballgame. Here comes Isaiah Gandy into the ballgame now for Nebraska Omaha. Gandy is a 6'1" sophomore out of West Palm Beach, Florida. 6-2 is the score. UNO is out on top of Hastings College here in men's college basketball action on 1230 KHAS. Caleb Steffensmeyer has got the ball back outside. That's a Gandy with it now. Back out to the top of the key. That's a John Ring, a product out of Grand Island. Gives it away here to Steffensmeyer. Down to Ring on the baseline. Mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brent Wells. So John Ring into the ballgame now for Nebraska Omaha. He's a 240-pound senior out of Grand Island Northwest. Playing here at UNO. Mavericks will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. UNO with a lead over Hastings College. 6-2 is the score. They get it into a Gandy down in the corner. Now to Steffensmeyer. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's going to be Dylan Flynn with the ball running back the other way. They get it to Brent Wells. Wells on the low block back outside. That's going to be Nate Olson with it now. Nate gives it away. That's going to be Wells. Comes across the top to Lohman. Now to Reinwald. Back inside to Flynn on the baseline. Double team. His pass is deflected. And then it hits the backboard up there behind the bucket. And it goes out of bounds. And we got a timeout called here. We've got a timeout as the Broncos turn the ball away for the first time. 15 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half from Sapp Fieldhouse in Omaha. The score is UNO 6, Hastings College 2.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Sapp Field House on the campus of Nebraska Omaha. It is the Mavericks leading Hastings College tonight by a score of 6-2. 16 minutes to play in the women's ball game back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College women now leading Kansas Wesleyan by a score of 46-41. Hastings 46, Kansas Wesleyan 41. The Coyotes led at halftime by a score of 36-35. The Broncos have come back to grab the lead in the second half in women's college play back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College has hit only one out of the first six shots in the ball game tonight for 16%. UNO is three out of six for 50%. Early going. 6-2 is the score. As a UNO has got the lead over Hastings, and the Broncos will drop back on their man-to-man defense. Here's a Steffensmeyer with the ball, picked up there by Nate Olson of Hastings. Steffensmeyer bounce pass. They get it down the high post to a John Ring with his back to the basket. There's Isaiah Gandy with the ball, takes it down on the baseline. He's going to be out of bounds. Trying to make a move and getting the ball inside there to Egerbaumer, but he was out of bounds. The second turnover, actually the fourth turnover on Nebraska Omaha here in this first half of play. Hastings College will come back the other way. 6-2 is the score. UNO has got the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald, entry pass. They get it to Flynn. Flynn in the lane there, kicks it back out to Woolman. Now to Flynn again. To the left side of the lane, spins into the paint. He can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Wells. A shot for three is no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Hastings. Brent Wells gets the offensive board to Tobin Reinwald. Down on the baseline to Flynn. Flynn comes out to Woolman and he backs it on out. Back out here in three-point territory. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. They feed it inside to Flynn and the foul is going to be called. That's a Carhoff picking up the personal foul for Nebraska Omaha. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Mavericks here in this first half of play. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Woolman gets it in. Tobin Reinwald takes the ball into the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected by Albers. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Mitch Albers elevates there with Tobin Reinwald to get a little piece of that shot. It's a deflected out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in underneath their own hole here. Brady Lohman fires up a long-range jumper. It's an air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. So Hastings with a third chance here. That's Lohman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Nate Olson, gets it away to Lohman, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side, now reverses and gets it to Wells at the free throw line. Wells over to Lohman, bounce pass back to Brent Wells, drives down the right side of the lane. His feed to Dylan Flynn is going to be tipped and intercepted. Second turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Here comes C.J. Carter back with the ball. Back outside to Carhop. His three-pointers put up there no good. Offensive rebound to Ring. They work it back inside. Deshaun is up and in. Mitch Albers scoring there after the offensive board from John Ring. And Nebraska Omaha has now got an 8-2 lead over Hastings College, giving the Mavericks some second shot opportunities here in the first half. And there's a traveling violation on Dylan Flynn. So three turnovers on Hastings College here. We've got four on Nebraska Omaha. And Hastings College is trailing the Mavericks by the score of 8-2 with 14 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half from the Sapfield House in Omaha. Here comes C.J. Carter back with the ball. A dribble about to waist high. Comes over here on the right side to Isaiah Gandy. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Comes back out to C.J. Carter. Picked up there by a woman. Stomps at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Down to Isaiah Gandy. He drives the ball here against Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game. Left side to Carhop. Now they move it down in the low block left side. Driving for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Mitch Albers scoring there. So it's now a 10-2 ball game. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College early in this contest. Broncos having a tough time finding the range here in this first half of play. Now we got a reaching in foul here on Nebraska Omaha. So C.J. Carter picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings College will play things underneath their own basket to get it to Flynn. His little left-handed hook shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. John Ring gets the rebound for Nebraska Omaha. Steffensmeyer comes back the other way, drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up and in. That's going to be John Carhoff scoring there for Nebraska Omaha. It's now a 12-2 ball game in favor of UNO. We're down to 13 minutes to play here in the first half from Omaha. The Broncos struggling here, one out of six from the field. Deep in the corner on the right side is going to be Hastings with the ball. Now they're working around the three-point circle here. That's Olson with it. As he fires up the shot, it's going to be no good. And another defensive rebound there for Nebraska Omaha as they run her back the other way. They'll set things up now as the Broncos get back defensively. Carhoff has got the ball over here on the right wing. They get it to a Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer passed down low, and we got Carhoff being blasted on the play. A little ball fake down there. The Broncos leave their feet down there and draw the personal foul. And a personal is going to be whistled on the Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Carhoff. He's got 2 points so far in the ball game here for Nebraska Omaha. It's a 12-2 ball game. Mavericks have the lead, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Carhoff adds another one. Now that makes the score 13-2. As Carhoff will have one more. He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. 14-2. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College. Broncos 1 out of the 11 from the field so far here in this basketball game. There's a Charles Ferguson with the ball now for Hastings. Moves it down to Zach Lena. He's on the low block left side. Puts it up off of the window. It's going to be no good. And a rebound again comes down to Nebraska Omaha. We got it jumped out of bounds there. That's a Carhoff grabbing the rebound for the Mavericks. And UNO will play things in here in backcourt. So it's 14-2, Hastings College trailing by 12 early in this ballgame as we're approaching the 12-minute mark here in this first half. UNO with the ball as they drive it down the right side of the lane. That's a Hager bomber as he loses control of the ball in the paint there, and it's picked up by Hastings running back the other way. Ferguson has got it. Ferguson out of Lena from the elbow. A shot in and out, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Marvin. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. So Jake Marvin grabs the offensive board there for Hastings, puts it back down through the hole, and he is fouling the play. Now Marvin goes to the free throw line here. They're trying to convert into a three-point play, but we've got a timeout. We've got a timeout here with 11 minutes and 52 seconds to play. NCAA Division I's. We've got these immediate timeouts built up throughout the first and second halves, and this is one of them right here, immediate timeout. 11:52 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Omaha 14, Hastings College 4.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. This is going to be Jake Marvin going to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 2 points so far in the ballgame, a 75% foul shooter in the season. And his free throw is up there and in. So Hastings hits on the three-point play. And now the lead for the Mavericks is 14-5 as UNO comes back the other way. Jump pass back outside, a three-pointer put up there and in. Right in front of the Hastings bench, that's Mitch Albers hitting the three ball. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. He had 10 the other day against Milwaukee on the road in their 86-50 loss. Hastings College now trailing by a score of 17-5 here in the first half. Here's Dane Bacon, dribbles in the lane, goes down in the corner on the right side. That's Marvin. Brings it up to the elbow. Jump pass down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. A three-pointer by Charles Ferguson as Hastings nails the three from deep in the left corner. 17-8. The score now down to 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half from Sapp Field House in Omaha. Hastings stays with that man-to-man defense on the high post. This is Carhoff with the ball. Gives it away to a Mitch Albers, and the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A foul is going to be called here on Marvin. Other Broncos, that's going to be his first team foul, number 4 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be the Mavs playing things in. Hastings College is now out on top of Kansas Wesleyan, 59-56. With just over 6 minutes to play in their women's college basketball game back at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a lob pass inside. It's put up and in by John Carhoff. John Carhoff already with 8 points in the basketball game for the Mavs, and now we have got a personal foul back the other way as the Broncos come back and they're going to hit with a personal foul offensively. So personal foul offensively, it's going to go on Ferguson. on a charge. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. 19-8 is the score. The Mavericks have led this baby from the opening tap. Here's a Steffensmeyer with the ball now for UNO to Carhoff. He spins left side of the wing, puts up a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer for Hastings. Gets the ball ahead now to a Dane Bacon, down to Ferguson. Bacon again, right side, free throw line extended to Alex Thayer. Back out to Bacon, dribble penetration down the lane. Gives it away to Thayer, the ball tipped away. Thayer picks it back up. He's out here in 3-point territory to Ferguson. Now he moves it over to the right side. Bounce pass goes in the lane. Here's a shot by Marvin. It's going to be no good. One shot and out as the Mavericks come back the other way. With the ball is Mitchell Farr, who's into the ball game now for UNO. Comes across the top to a Steffensmeyer. Caleb Steffensmeyer holding on to the ball over here now to the right side. Hager Bomber down to the baseline. Here's a shot put up and in. Mitchell Farr scoring there off of the baseline. Left side about a 12-footer. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And it's 21-8. UNO has got the lead. Mavericks, a team that's hitting 47% of their field goals so far this year, but they're hot so far against the Bronco D. Here's a shot off of the left baseline. It's going to be no good here by Alex Thayer. Rebounded there by the Mavericks, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. UNO 9 out of 15 here in the early minutes of this ballgame. Hastings College is 3 out of 17 from the floor. Nevertheless, it's a 21-8 ballgame in favor of the Mavericks. Personal foul goes on Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. They're coming back the other way. We've got the Mavs with the ball. C.J. Carter will bring things up now for UNO. Carter had 10 points as well in that ball game against Milwaukee on Saturday. He's got just 2 points so far in the early going in this ball game. Here's Isaiah Gandy with the ball. Back outside, a 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Farr. And another offensive rebound to Hagerbaumer. As they keep things alive for the Mavericks, here's a shot taken by Gandy. It's up and in just inside the free throw circle. Isaiah Gandy scores. That's like target practice for a UNO. And this one is 23-8. The Mavs have got the lead over Hastings College and men's college basketball. And now Hastings throws the ball out of bounds. Marvin had it at the elbow right side of the lane and then threw it to the sideline. And Broncos are heading the other way. I think Woolman was the intended receiver on that baby. It was going the other way. So a turnover in the Broncos. That's their fourth here in the first half. There's a long-range jumper from C.J. Carter from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin for Hastings. Down to a Brady Lohman into the forecourt. Comes across the top. That's a Marvin with the ball at the top of the key. Marvin dribbling with the ball. Moves it to his left. Reverses it now. Gets it over to Lohman out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to the left wing to a Nate Olson. Pounds the ball inside to Marvin. Marvin is double-teamed, gets it away to a Zach Lena. He takes the ball down on the baseline and a blocking foul here on the Mavs. So a foul is going to be called on UNO. Getting up is going to be John Ring, the product out of Grand Island Northwest. He commits his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Mavericks. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Tobin Reinwald also re-enters for head coach Lance Creech. 23-8. Here's a lob pass into the lane to Reinwald. His shot is up there. It's good. Is lobbing into the paint. Tobin goes high and puts it down through the hole. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 13. 23-10 is the score. Here's Isaiah Gandy with the ball. Gandy over here to Hagelbaumer. He drives, shoots, and scores. Matt Hagelbaumer scoring there as he drives it to the hole. And he's got 4 points now and a couple of field goals. 25-10. UNO has got the lead as we approach the 8-minute mark. Here's a Reinwald down the right side of the lane. We got a foul again, another whistle, as the Tobin Reinwald drives the ball into the hole there for the Broncos. That's going to be the, 15 foul on UNO. So no free throws there. Yeah, they're going to give him free throws. And the active shooting here is Tobin will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Mitchell Farr. That's going to be his first. So Reinwald to the free throw line. 76% foul shooter in the season for Hastings College. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Reinwald, the 10th best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. He is averaging 17.5 points per ball game. He has slipped to number 3 scoring-wise in the G-Pack. He's been number 1 all season long. Slipped to number 3 during this past week or so. Second free throw by Reinwald is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Nebraska-Omaha. So it's 25-11. The Mavs have got the lead. John Ring has got the ball over here on the right side now. On the wing is going to be Isaiah Gandy trying to get away from Reinwald. Gandy bounce pass goes down on the baseline to Carhoff. Back outside, that's Mitchell Farr driving down the lane. Loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Hastings. Dylan Flynn has got the ball for Hastings into the forecourt. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Hastings on the offensive attack. Brady Woolman has got it now. to a Brent Wells. They swing it right side. Olsen back into the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Flynn. Comes to the near sideline to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound battled for, and it's still loose. Picked up here by Lohman of Hastings. His shot off of the baseline is good. Brady Lohman scores there for the Broncos, and Hastings back to within 12 points now. It is 25-13. We've got 7:13 to play. Driving down the lane, shooting and scoring is John Ring. Like he was shot out of a cannon. Takes it right down to paint and scores all the way to the basket. He's got 4 points. It's now 27-13. UNO has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Reinwald to a Dylan Flynn. Over on the wing on the right side to a Nate Olson. They fit it inside to Flynn. Over to Lohman. Three-pointers put up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Mavs. That's a John Ring with the board. Outlet pass goes to C.J. Carter. Hustles into the forecourt. Kicks it out to Gandy. Down on the baseline. Down to Farr. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up there. It's no good. And a foul is called. John Carhoff just powers his way up there for UNO. And he draws a personal foul in Hastings. And now we've got another timeout here with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. So another media timeout here with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. You're in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. UNO 27, Hastings College 13.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at hastingslink.com. By the way, back at the Osborne Sports Complex in women's play, 4:34 to play in the ball game now. Hastings holding on to a lead over Kansas Wesleyan, and it is 62-57. Hastings 62, Kansas Wesleyan 57. They got 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the women's ball game back home tonight. 27-13 is our score here at the Samp Field House in Omaha. Hastings College is trailing Nebraska-Omaha tonight. And going to the free throw line will be Carhoff for UNO. He has already got 8 points in the ballgame, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Make it 3 of 3 as that one goes down. Carhoff, an 80% foul shooter, coming into the ballgame tonight, 28 out of 35. As a team, UNO is hitting 67% of their charity tosses, 47% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. Second one is up there and in, so Carhoff already in double figures with 10 points. UNO is hitting 12 out of 20 from the field so far. Hastings College is 5 out of 21. Here's another turnover now. Grabbing the ball as Carter drives for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Carter takes that one away from Nate Olson. And Nate comes back and commits a personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now UNO is in the bonus situation here with 6.5 to play in the first half. C.J. Carter to the free throw line for UNO. He's a 53% foul shooter on the season. He is 15 out of 28. And the shot is up there. The shot is no good. He'll get one more. C.J. Carter averaging 9.5 points per ball game. He had 10 the other day in their loss to Milwaukee. Carter is a 6-foot, 170-pound freshman out of Omaha Benson. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Carter hits 1 out of 2. And the UNO lead is now 30-13 over Hastings College tonight. Broncos come back with the ball. This is going to be Charles Ferguson out here to a Brady Lohman. Jump pass goes over to the right side. That's Bacon with the ball. Bacon trying to penetrate. Here's Flynn down left side of the lane. His 10-footer is way off the mark. The Broncos cannot throw the ball in the ocean here in this first half. Here comes C.J. Carter. Rather, Jocky Coleman is into the ball game now for UNO. Here's Carter on the near sideline. Gets it back out to Coleman. Dribble penetration down the lane. His pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. Ferguson has got it, and he's going to be checked right at the 10-second line. And a foul is going to go on Jocky Coleman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on UNO. 5:56 to play here in the first half. It's 30-13. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. On the right sideline is going to be Dane Bacon with the ball. Now to Dylan Flynn. They work it around the three-point circle here to a Nate Olson. Back out on top to Lohman. Lohman dribbling with the ball. Backs her back out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Chuck Ferguson with the ball. Back out to Olson. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off to Flynn. Flynn goes up, and it's stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, it's knocked out of his hands. Dylan Flynn trying to power the ball up there against Carhoff. And, boy, there's some big physical boys inside for Nebraska-Omaha. Knocks that one right out of the hands of Flynn. Here comes Lena back into the ball game now for Hastings. And also Jake Marvin will check in. Woman will play things in. That's a Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lena grabs the rebound. Fate goes back up, shoots and scores. So Zach Lena gets the offensive board and the putback for the Broncos. And it is now a 30-15 ball game. UNO has got the lead. Carter with the ball. Takes it to the left sideline to Albers, who's back into the ball game now. Albers comes over here to a Coleman down in the corner. Here's C.J. Carter. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. C.J. Carter throwing up the three ball from deep in the right corner. And it's now 33-15. UNO has got the lead. Here's a Marvin here at the top of the key. Gives it away to Bacon. Gives it back to Marvin. Sets for three. His shot is up there. Hits off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Marvin grabs it. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Jake Marvin hustles after his shot. The first one was not very good. But Marvin picks up the loose ball on the baseline and scores. Jake now with 5 points in the ball game. 33-17, UNO has got the lead. Here's a John Ring with the ball with his back to the basket. Out to Albers out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the lane, dumps it off down low, and a shot is up and in. John Ring scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 35-17, UNO has got the lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Free throw line extended right side is going to be Bacon. Bacon trying to direct some traffic out there. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Woolman has got it. Brady Woolman sets here on the wing on the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Lena. One dribble in the lane, kicks it back out to the free throw line to Marvin. Now to Bacon, back inside to Lena. He powers his way to the basket, puts a man in the air. A reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Carhoff. Back the other way comes Carter. Here's a three-pointer by Carter. Good. C.J. Carter throws up a three ball. He has now got 9 points in the ball game, and Lance wants to call a timeout. We've got 4 minutes to play here in the first half. We've got a timeout with a score. UNO 38, Hastings College 17.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College down here in the ballgame by 20, 37-17 as they come back. They have the basketball deflected out of bounds here. Minute and 54 seconds to play in the women's ball game now. It is Hastings leading Kansas Wesleyan back at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 66-57. Hastings College 66, Kansas Wesleyan 57, a matchup between the 8th-ranked Broncos and the 12th-ranked Coyotes. Out of Kansas Wesleyan, then a seesaw game, a minute 54 to play. Hastings out on top now by a score of 66-57. We got another timeout here by UNO. The Mavericks so far in the ballgame have hit 15 out of 23 shots for 65%. A lot of things had to go right for Hastings tonight, and a lot of things had to go wrong for UNO in order for the Broncos to stay in this ballgame, and shooting is one of them. UNO torching the Nets tonight for 65% from the field, 15 out of 23. They're 2 out of 7 on three-pointers so far for 28%. Hastings College, they're just 7 out of 27 here in the ballgame so far for 25%. The Broncos are, 1 out of 10 on three-pointers for 10%. And Hastings is trailing in the ballgame on a score of 37-17. UNO jumped out to a 14-2 lead, and they've never been threatened here in the ballgame here in the first half of play. As Lance is trying to find a combination that's going to work out here as the Broncos getting their taste of NCAA Division I basketball here tonight at Sapp Fieldhouse. Hastings actually played another Division I opponent a couple of years ago, and Hastings went down to play Doc Sadler and the Nebraska Cornhuskers to start off the season. Lost that ball game, obviously. Now they're getting another taste here tonight. They're down by 20 points already in the ball game. We're in the first half with 3:50 remaining. Hastings will play things in. Here's a Bacon with the ball back outside. Here's Ferguson. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. So the Broncos now 1 out of 11 on three-pointers, and the rebound comes down to Steffensmeyer. Now to Carter, drives inside, a collision, and a foul is called, and it's going to be a charge. C.J. Carter is going to be hit with a personal foul, a charge here for Nebraska Omaha. That's going to be his second, so Hastings College will come back the other direction. The eighth turnover on the Mavericks here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing UNO by the score of 37-17 here tonight. Coming back with the ball with a left-handed dribble is going to be Brady Lohman. Comes over here on the wing to Ferguson. Back out to the top of the key. That's a Zach Lena has got it now. Lena is trapped, has to get her way, and he does. Bounce pass back outside here. That's Dane Bacon dribbling with the ball. Back out to Zach Lena. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Now we've got a two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hagerbaumer of Nebraska Omaha on the weak side there. It's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Mavericks here in the ballgame. Zach Lena is going to go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Evidently a reaching in foul on the Hagerbaumer, as Lena was taking the ball down the left side of the lane. It's going to be Lena to the stripe, a 73% foul shooter for the Broncos, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Lena, 11 out of 15 coming into the ball game from the free throw line this year. He's averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Broncos are down by 19 points. It is 37-18. Next shot is up there by Zach. It's good, so he hits a couple of free throws. It's now 37-19. UNO has got the lead, and the Mavericks have the ball back the other way. As they come into the offensive scoring zone, that's C.J. Carter with it now. Carter in the deep wing here on the right side, comes out to the top of the key. That's Mitchell Farr, who's back into the ball game. Right side to Hagelbaumer. Out of Farr to C.J. Carter. Out here in three-point territory, comes across the top to Mitchell Farr. He penetrates down on the low block on the right side. His short jumper from the baseline is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Martin has got the rebound, clears things out now. As they get it to Brady Lohman into the forecourt to Dane Bacon. Back outside to Marvin. Swings it right side now to Tobin Reinwald. Behind the screen, they get the ball to Marvin now. Jake dribbles the ball into the paint. Puts up a little hook shot. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by C.J. Carter of Nebraska Omaha. Carter runs her back the other way to Carhoff. Now to the far sideline. With the ball there is going to be Steffensmeyer. He gets away from Marvin. Sends it down the low block left side to Hagerbaumer. Across the lane to Carter. And the foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Nebraska Omaha. An offensive foul called there on the Mavericks. That's going to be their ninth team foul. It's going to go on the Hagerbaumer. That's going to be his second. So Hastings College will come back the other direction. They're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 37-19. Hastings College has beaten Kansas Wesleyan tonight 68-64. Hastings winning over Kansas Wesleyan 68-64. And the women's ball game being played back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. That breaks a two-game losing streak for the Broncos as they go into their Christmas break. 37-19 here. The Hastings College men trailing in the ball game. That's Marvin with the ball. Hands it away now to Brady Lohman on the right sideline. Brady on the baseline. Pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer, and hits it. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's got 4 points. And the Broncos are back to within 16 now, 37-21. With the ball there is Bill Freeman now. As the Mavericks going about to 10, 12 players deep already here in the ballgame. Back outside to Steffensmeyer. Down the near sideline to Carhoff. Picked up there by Marvin. Over on the left wing, that's Freeman with the ball. Freeman gives away to Carhoff. Back outside the three-point arc now to Steffensmeyer. Right side, Freeman. His shot is up there from three. Good. Bill Freeman scores just to the right of the lane. And now it's a 40-21 ballgame. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College. Broncos come back here. That's going to be Bacon with the ball now. Bacon goes over to Lohman on the right sideline. Mavs still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Feeds inside. That's a Marvin with the ball with his back to the basket. Gets it out to Bacon. Now to Lohman on the wing. Lohman comes over here to Bacon. His shot for three is up there. That one won't go. Battle for the rebound. And it's UNO coming down there with another board. One shot and down here for Hastings. Freeman down to four. A nice dish to John Ring, and he lays it in. Freeman gets the assist. John Ring gets the easy field goal there for Nebraska Omaha. It's 42-21. The Mavs have doubled the score on the Broncos here in the first half. Under a minute to play. Marvin has got it right side of the lane. Dribbles once. Comes over here to the near side. Bacon drives the ball to the basket. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Marvin has got it. He spins down there in the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Marvin has still got it, and he's got to come back out here to Reinwald. They get her back to Marvin. He's in the lane again, trying to put a post move on. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Nebraska-Omaha. Tyler Egley gets the rebound there for the Mavs as they get it away to a Caleb Steffensmeyer. We're down to 25 seconds to play, so the Mavericks probably going for the final shot here with a 42-21 lead over Hastings College here. Hastings just waiting patiently as Nebraska-Omaha watching the time tick down. We're down to 13 seconds to go. Freeman has got it behind the screen now from Carhop as he drives into the free throw line. The ball is swatted away. It is loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. Now the ball knocked out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. So the Broncos came down with it. That was Bacon who came up with a loose ball over there. It was deflected out of his hands out of bounds. And now the Broncos with 2.6 seconds to play will play things in here in backcourt. As a Tobin Reinwald baseball pass down the right sideline to Flynn. Flynn comes over here to Woolman. The shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it will not count. As Woolman's shot was after the horn sounds, and that's the end of the first half of play. Totally dominated by UNO here tonight over Hastings College. NCAA Division I opponent UNO has got the lead over Hastings College at halftime. It's the Mavericks 42, Hastings College 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Sapp Fieldhouse in Omaha tonight. The Broncos trailing UNO at the break by a score of 42-21. Mavericks got out to a 14-2 lead here in this ball game. They have not looked back. Mavericks got out by 23-8. Hastings cut the lead at 1 point to 25-13. That's about as close as they got. They did pull within 11 points late in the first half of 38-17. It was back up to 21 points here at halftime. 42-21 is the score in favor of the Mavericks. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious tonight over Kansas Wesleyan in a home ball game back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings winning by the score of 68-64. Broncos here in this ball game getting 5 points in the first half from Jake Marvin. Brady Lohman had four. Zach Lena had 4 points in the first half. Tobin Reinwald had three. Charles Ferguson had three. Brent Wells had 2 points. That is it. The Broncos with 21 points on the board here at halftime. Nebraska-Omaha getting 10 points from John Carhoff here in the first half. They got 9 from C.J. Carter. They got 8 from John Ring off of the bench. Mitch Albers contributed 5 points. Then 4 from Matt Hegelbaumer. 3 points for Bill Freeman. 2 for Isaiah Gandy. And 2 for Mitchell Farr. Hastings College has met a red-hot team here from Nebraska-Omaha here in this first half. Mavericks hit 17 out of 26 shots for 65.4%. The Mavericks 3 out of 8 from 3-point territory for 37%. And they're 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Hastings College hitting just 8 out of 33 shots in the first half for 24.2%. It gets worse from there. The Broncos 1 out of 12 on 3-pointers tonight for just 8%. And Hastings 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Nebraska-Omaha doing the job on the boards tonight. They've out-rebounded Hastings 20-15. The Broncos do have 9 offensive rebounds here in this ball game, compared to only 3 for Nebraska Omaha. Hastings has turned the ball over 9 times here in the first half. Rather, Nebraska Omaha has got 9 turnovers. Hastings has got 8. Broncos with no block shots and 5 steals. Nebraska Omaha has got 2 block shots and 3 steals. But again, the Mavericks using 65% shooting in the first half, and they've got a comfortable lead here at the halftime break over Hastings College. The score is 42-21. Other teams playing tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, not a whole lot of action as the teams start to wind down for the holidays. In men's play, Dakota State is playing at Dakota Wesleyan tonight up in Mitchell, South Dakota. We told you about Hastings on the women's side of things. The Broncos knocking off 12th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan tonight, 68-64. One of the game on the women's side of teams involving action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Dakota Wesleyan continues their Arizona road trip to playing at Arizona Christian today. So again, we're at halftime. Hastings College is trailing the Mavericks of Nebraska Omaha by a score of 42-21. Coming up, we've got our Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then we'll check in with Tyson Ervonik with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHS.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete. Brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Happy holidays, happy savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and more. And get a $300 prepaid MasterCard by mail with the purchase of 3 select Whirlpool kitchen appliances through December 24th. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays, happy savings at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is women's basketball star Kaylee Raggeth. Kaylee, a sophomore from Kimball, Nebraska, is majoring in exercise science with a 3.27 GPA. On the court, Kaylee made varsity as a freshman, played in a few games, and has played in every game for the Lady Broncos this season, averaging 3.6 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, and is shooting 63% from the field. Off the court, Kaylee made Dean's List last semester, and in her free time enjoys reading, movies, and sports. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kaylee Raggeth. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ervonik with you. Joining us this morning, we have the Director of Campus Health. We have Beth Luttrell on the line with us. Beth, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly. Happy to visit with you.
Beth, we wanted to take some time and talk with you this evening as the finals week has really just kind of wrapped up here, kind of culminated over at Hastings College. But an event that was put on over on Tuesday during finals week over at the Hastings College campus, the De-Stress Fest. And first of all, just tell us a little bit about what this event's all about.
De-Stress Fest is an event sponsored by BACUS, which is the peer education group on campus, to help students know how to be safe if they choose to drink. And frequently during the year, they sponsor sober events on campus to show students that there's an alternative to partying and drinking. De-Stress Fest is one of those events, and they hire 5 chair massage therapists to do chair massages, and other groups frequently partner in on the De-Stress Fest and do other activities during that 7 to 10 time frame.
And Beth, this has been an event that has been really put on for several years now over at Hastings College. Talk about, is this an event that students look forward to every year?
Oh, certainly they look forward to it. And you're absolutely right. The event has probably been put on for a couple of decades. It's taken different forms over the years, but the massage therapists are a huge hit. And frequently we'll have all the time slots filled the first day that there's sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge event.
Now, when you're looking at this event in particular, the one that just occurred over last Tuesday, there was different organizations took part in this as well.
Right. Different peer education groups frequently partner with Bacchus. The health education group, Shack, does cookie decorating and ornament decorating. Active Minds does coloring sheets and mindfulness, relaxation. And one of the religious groups this year partnered in to host a meditation room. So it's a fun event.
Now, what was, from the Bacchus standpoint, from the peer education standpoint, what are they trying to promote during De-Stress Fest?
Bacchus is really trying to help people understand that there are safe, healthy ways to manage stress rather than relying on alcohol and or drugs.
And from the aspect, as we wrap this, as we wrap up here on the Hastings College Spotlight, once again, we're talking with Beth Luttrell. She is a advisor to the peer education group Bacchus. And Beth, when we are talking about these peer education groups at Hastings College, whether that be Bacchus or 5-0 or the many other different peer education groups, how vital of a role do those play in the students over at Hastings College, especially incoming freshmen?
Oh, it's a huge role. There are actually 6 peer education groups on campus. Alliance, which is involved in GBLTQ ally issues. Mm-hmm. 5-0, you mentioned, HIV, AIDS, STIs. CARE is the group that promotes healthy relationships. Shack, which does health education. Bacchus does the alcohol and drugs. And the 6 groups make a huge impact on freshmen and helping them understand that they have choices here at college to live healthy, safe, productive lives. And sometimes, given the media, Hollywood, students don't always realize that college is more than one huge party.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it was Beth Luttrell, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the director of campus health over at Hastings College, also an advisor to the peer education group Bacchus. The De-Stress Fest just wrapped up during finals week. So, Beth, we really appreciate all the information, appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking with you again this season on Hastings College Spotlight.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Stay tuned to 1230 KHES Radio. Your second half of Hastings College basketball is coming up next.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Sapp Field House in Omaha tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings College men's team trailing Nebraska Omaha here at the break. The score is 42-21. Yeah, the Broncos hitting only 8 out of 33 shots in the first half for 24.2%. 1 out of 12 on three-pointers for 8.3%. You're not going to beat anybody shooting that way, especially an NCAA Division I opponent here tonight. Because the Mavericks, they've sizzled the old Nets here. 17 out of 26 in the first half for 65%. The Mavs hitting 3 out of 8 on three-pointers in the first half as well for 37%. Broncos have not done a bad job of the boards, but it's been basically one shot and out most of the night here for Hastings. Broncos have 9 offensive rebounds here in the first half compared to only 3 for Nebraska Omaha. For the Mavs with 17 defensive rebounds compared to only 6 for Hastings. So the Mavs are out rebounding the Broncos 20-15 in the first half. Hastings has got only 8 turnovers compared to 9 for Nebraska Omaha. Leading scorer for the Broncos so far in this ballgame has been Jake Marvin. He's got 5 points in the contest. John Carhoff has got 10. C.J. Carter has got 8 points for Nebraska Omaha. Enter the women's game back in Hastings. It was Kansas Wesleyan losing to Hastings tonight by the score of 68-64. So the Broncos break their 2-game losing streak as they will now take a few days off for the Christmas holiday, and then they'll be heading out to Los Angeles to play 3 ball games at the end of December before they get back into the GPAC conference season right after the first of the year. Hastings College win. We'll take a break here after this one tonight in Omaha. They'll take a few days off, and then the Broncos will finish off the year with a couple of day tournament down in Columbia, Missouri. 42-21 is the score. Hastings College trailing as we start the second half of play. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here at the Sapp Field House. Hastings with the opening possession. Here's Lohman with the ball on the wing, moves it down on the baseline. That's a Tobin Reinwald. He drives, jump pass goes into the opposite corner. It goes out of bounds, and they say it was tipped out there by UNO, so Hastings College will play things in. Just underway here in the second half. 42-21 is the score. UNO has got the lead over Hastings as Nate Olson will play things in for the Broncos. Right in front of their bench down here on this side as they get it into a Jake Marvin. Down to Olson, back to Marvin. He goes, his left-handed shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by C.J. Carter for Nebraska Omaha. Carter stomps on the wing on the right side, pounds it down low. That's going to be a Carhoff with the ball. A little right-handed hook shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Olson of Hastings. Olson now in the forecourt to Tobin Reinwald. He drives, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. So Reinwald takes that one to the hole. Personal foul is going to be called on Mitch Albers of Nebraska Omaha. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 1 on UNO here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. He has got 1 point so far tonight on a free throw. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Reinwald now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. A 76% foul shooter in the season. 42-22. UNO has got the lead. Second shot is up there from Tobin. It's good. So it's now 42-23, just underway here in the second half from Omaha. UNO has got the ball. Here's Albers with it now. Albers comes over here on the left side to Hegelbaumer. Cross-court pass goes over to Steffensmeyer. Entry pass down low. Now they kick it back out to C.J. Carter. Comes across the top to Steffensmeyer. Down here on the baseline again to Hegelbaumer. As they work her around, back outside the three-point arc in the corner to Steffensmeyer. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to his right, feeds inside to Carhoff. He backs up, goes up for the shot, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Working there against Tobin Reinwald, and Tobin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So that's going to send Nebraska Omaha to the free-throw line. This is John Carhoff. He has got 10 points in the ballgame thus far, 4 of 4 from the free-throw line. Good foul shooter for a big man, hitting 80%, 28 out of 35 coming into the ball game tonight. His shot is up there. That one is good. So Carhoff now with 11 points in the ball game, leads the Mavs in scoring here tonight. UNO in the first half hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. That one is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos are down by 20. There's a pass that's going to be mishandled there by Wells. It's picked up here by Albers. He lobs it up to a Carter, and his shot is going to be errant. And now we got a, let's see, Hastings came down with it. They tried the alley-oop there to C.J. Carter. He couldn't pull it off. Ball was loose on the baseline. It's going to be a UNO ball as Hastings came down with it, but they were out of bounds.
So UNO will play things in as Hastings turns the ball away for the ninth time here in the ball game. UNO plays things in. Stephens Meyer with the ball high above his head. Comes way out on top, in fact, into the backcourt. As a C.J. Carter will chase her down here for UNO. It's 43-23. The Mavs have the lead. Carter dribbles right side of the lane. Can't penetrate. Gives it now to a Carhoff. He comes across the top to a Stephens Meyer as he holds it now against Lohman of Hastings. Stephens Meyer moves it to the top of the key. Bob pass down low is going to be lost out of bounds. To it behind C.J. Carter down there on the baseline. So a turnover on UNO. That's their 11th of the ball game. And Hastings College will come back the other direction. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 43-23. Mavs have the lead over Hastings College. Tobin Reinwald, free throw line extended right side, drives the ball into the paint. We got contact made. A foul is going to go here. It's going to go on Reinwald on the charge. So Tobin Reinwald gets hit with a charging foul as he drives the ball into the paint there. That's going to be his second foul. UNO will come back the other way now, leading by 20 points at 43-23. We reach the 18-minute mark here in this second half. Caleb Stephensmeyer back outside, a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer from the top of the key. Mitch Albers scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 46-23. Mavs have the lead over Hastings. Back outside is Brent Wells, down to Olsen. He drives the baseline, stops there. Double team, goes to Marvin. His shot right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stephensmeyer for UNO. Stephensmeyer runs her back the other way, stops at the free throw line. Back outside to Carhoff. He spins. Now back out in three-point territory to Albers. Albers looking to penetrate. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot up and in. Carhoff scores. An acrobatic shot inside. He's now got 13 in the ball game, and it's 48-23. UNO has got the lead. We're down to 17-20 to play. Here's Brent Wells now at the wing on the left side. Pounds it down low. We got a traveling violation called here on Marvin. Jake Marvin had it on the baseline, and he's called for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers on Hastings. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Hastings does not look good in this ball game tonight. 17 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. UNO 48, Hastings College 23.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. All Mavs here tonight. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College. It is 48-23. Mavericks led at halftime, 42-21. Here's UNO with the ball back in their offensive zone. C.J. Carter has got it deep in the corner on the right side. Comes around the ring now. Left side to a Carhoff. He dribbles with the ball. Sends it back out to a Caleb Stephensmeyer. Two-handed pass down in the corner to C.J. Carter. Dribble penetration. Dumps it down low to Carhoff. His shot is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn of Hastings. Broncos have the ball back the other way. Here's Brady Lohman. He goes down to the baseline, and he loses the ball out of bounds. The Broncos turn it over. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. We're down to 16:42 to play. Here comes Dane Bacon in the ballgame now for the Broncos, replacing Lohman. So it's 48-23. The Mavericks have the lead, and they've got the ball back. Here's a C.J. Carter on the dribble out here in three-point territory. Down to a Hegelbaumer. Moves it over on the right sideline. That's Isaiah Gandy, who's back into the ballgame. Now we got a whistle. We got a foul call that's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be his second. So a defensive foul there on Charles Ferguson, his second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. 16.5 to play. They play things in right in front of the basket, and shot is up there and in by John Ring, and he's fouled in a play. Just that quickly, inbound the ball. John Ring took it right to the hole there for Nebraska Omaha and scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And now it's a 25-point lead for the Mavericks. It is 48 to 23 as John Ring, the former Grand Island Northwest Viking, puts up a shot. And the free throw line is going to be no good. Rattles out of there. And the rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Now to Nate Olson. Here's a Dane Bacon down to Tobin. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. A shot up and in. That is the first field goal of the ball game for Tobin. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. And it's now a 48-24 ball game in favor of Nebraska Omaha. C.J. Carter with the ball. Reverses it. Comes over here to Habel Bauer. Now here on the near sideline to Isaiah Gandy. Gandy comes out in 3-point territory as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man. Here's Albers with the ball. Jump pass down in the corner to Gandy. Takes the 3-pointer. His shot is up there and in. Boy, the Mavs are not missing here tonight as Isaiah Gandy throws down a 3-pointer from deep in the left corner. UNO is still shooting over 65% from the floor here tonight against Hastings. It's 51-25. Broncos are trailing here with 15:40 remaining. Here's a shot off of the right baseline up and in by Tobin Reinwald. A short jumper there by Reinwald. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 51-27. UNO with the lead. Isaiah Gandy right in front of the Mavericks bench over there on the far sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it against the Olsen. Sends it inside the ring. Back out to Gandy now. Gandy back down to the ring. Pass across the lane and a stuff there by Hagelbauer. We got a foul called. The basket will not count as we had a charge down there on the baseline. It's going to go on John Ring as he runs over a defender for the Broncos before he got rid of the pass to Hagelbauer, who jammed it through the holes. The bucket does not count. But now we've got a timeout. Here we got a media timeout. 15 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. UNO 51, Hastings 27.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Sapp Field House in Omaha, again, the Hastings College women's basketball team came up winners tonight, 68-64 over Kansas Wesleyan. Alicia Stadler scored 14 points and had 10 rebounds. Sophia McDermott scored 13 points for Hastings. Frankie Peterson scored 10. The Coyotes of Kansas Wesleyan turned the ball over 27 times in the ballgame tonight. Hastings College wins it. In women's play, 68-64 over Kansas Wesleyan in a ballgame played back at the Osborne Sports Complex. The same is not true here in Omaha as Hastings fell behind early, 14-2, and they have never really threatened this ballgame. They're trailing now by a score of 53-27 as the Broncos continue to struggle from the field tonight, hitting only 25% of their shots. They are 9 out of 36 from the field at this point. For 25%, the Broncos have hit only 1 out of 12 on three-pointers for 8% in the ballgame. And needless to say, it's been an uphill battle for Hastings College here tonight. Trailing 53-27, but Hastings has got the ball now as we're about 5 minutes in to the second half here at the Sapp Field House in Omaha. Hastings with the ball. Here's Alex Thur as he gets it into the forecourt. Comes to Zach Lena at the top of the key, moves it to the free throw line. Down the wing on the left side to third. Bounce pass down low to a Reinwald. Now inside to Lena. Shot could be blocked down. Blocked down there by Hagelbauer. It's recovered there by C.J. Carter, and the foul is called. Yeah, the Broncos just having all kinds of problems getting the ball inside against a much bigger and much more physical team in the paint there. And the shots are not falling from the outside. So Hastings having a tough time scoring from anywhere on the floor here. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Broncos. It's going to be Nebraska-Omaha coming back the other direction. So it's 53-25 with 14 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this first half. Now Lance down at the scorers table to question something down there. That's five team fouls on Hastings here in the second half. Two for Nebraska-Omaha. Now the Mavericks will come back with the ball. Here's C.J. Carter as he hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here to Albers. Now on the left wing, Mitchell Farr dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Carter for three. Shot is empty up there. It's going to be no good. Ball brought down on the rebound there by Zach Lena of Hastings. Down the near sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Reinwald. Jump pass at the free throw line. Goes to the far sideline to Bacon. Bacon now down to the baseline. That's Chuck Ferguson back outside the ring. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Reinwald. No good. And the rebound comes down to Isaiah Gandy, and a foul is going to be called. Gandy trying to power his way back up the floor here, and a personal foul called here on Hastings. That'll go on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Broncos. And Nebraska-Omaha beat Concordia out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference earlier this year. In fact, the second ball game, 100-68. The contest played in Omaha. Hastings trailing here 53-27. Isaiah Gandy has got the ball in the offensive zone, trying to work with it. Ball tipped away a couple of times. Mitchell Farr has got it now. We got a foul called here on the wing. A foul here will go on Ferguson of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Team foul number seven of the Broncos. So now Nebraska-Omaha is in the bonus situation. Nebraska-Omaha will play Doan and also Briar Cliff and Peru State and Nebraska Kearney. Couple of area teams coming up here after the first of the year as they make their transition to NCAA Division I status. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Mitch Albers. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Mavericks come in with a mark of 5 wins and 8 losses coming off of a 36-point loss to Milwaukee on Saturday. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. So Tobin Reinwald brings it out to their sideline to Bacon. Now to Tobin again, out here in three-point territory. They hand it away to Alex Thayer. Now to Bacon. Free throw line extended right side. Takes it inside the free throw circle. On the dribble, now to Thayer. Spins right side of the lane. Comes out to Bacon. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose. It's now picked up by Thayer. Thayer brings it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It is no good by Bacon. Ball tapped out again. It goes out of bounds this time, and Hastings will play things in. 54-27. UNO has got the lead over Hastings College here this evening. The Broncos will take a break for the holidays following this ball game, and then they'll get back at it. The last few days of December, they will play in a tournament down in Columbia, Missouri over the New Year's holidays, or heading into the New Year's holiday. There's a foul on UNO as Hastings pounds the ball down low to a Ferguson down at the baseline. And a foul is called on the Mavs. It'll go on Carhoff. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number four, actually team foul number three on the Mavs here in the second half. So a non-shooting situation. That's going to be Lena with the ball, trying to power it inside against Ring. Puts up a shot. It's good. Zach Lena scores there for Hastings College. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 54-29 now. UNO has got the lead. Here's a Caleb Steffensmeyer outside to a Mitchell Farr. Dribbles down the lane, back in the corner. Here's a shot from Steffensmeyer from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Reinwald on the dribble down the right sideline. Cuts for the hole. The ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds by Steffensmeyer. And Hastings College will play things in. 12:59 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Nebraska-Omaha by the score of 54-29. Mavs, a team that's been averaging 74.8 points per ballgame. Hastings will play things in. Here's Bacon. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A short jumper. And the rebound comes down to Ring. Boy, Nebraska-Omaha gets it away to Carter. Hustles into the forecourt. And he's going to be fouled in the play as he slides down to the hardwood. And a foul here is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Tobin Reinwald with 12:51 remaining in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska-Omaha is going to be C.J. Carter. Check that it's going to be Isaiah Gandy going to the free throw line here. So Gandy has not shot a free throw all year long. He'll have a chance right here. He's had a 3 and a 2 in this ball game. Reinwald checks out of the contest now. Brady Lohman comes in there for Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is up there by Gandy. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the score remains at 54-29. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Men's college basketball. There's a Drew Danielson who's into the lineup now for the Broncos. Hands it away. to Lohman. Back outside. Alex there for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. An offensive board there for the Broncos. Brady Lohman comes across the top to Bacon. Left sideline. They get it over there to Drew Danielson. Now to Bacon. Jump pass out on top to Alex Thayer. Now here's a three-pointer put up there by Zach Lean, and it's going to be no good. Rebound Isaiah Gandy. He runs her back the other way for Nebraska-Omaha. Gandy into the offensive zone here with 12:14 to play. Down in the left corner, Mitchell Farr has got it. Farr comes out to Gandy. There's a long pass inside. That's going to be a Carhoff. He loses control of the ball, but it's out of bounds off of Hastings. The Broncos swatting the ball away from John Carhoff. He's now going to check out of the contest. Hagerbaumer comes back in there now for Nebraska-Omaha. Here comes Brent Wells into the Hastings lineup, replacing Alex there. Nebraska-Omaha will play things in way outside to Isaiah Gandy out here near the midcourt stripe. Down to 12 minutes to play. It's 54-29. Mavericks have the lead. Here's John Ring on a reverse layup. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells comes down the near sideline to Bacon. Bacon brings it into the offensive zone. There's a Lohman with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Zach Lena. Left side of the lane. Down here to Brady Lohman. Comes across the top to Danielson. Now to Wells. Takes it on the baseline. Stops there. Comes back out to Lena. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scores from the elbow on the right side of the lane. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 54-31. There's a three-pointer put up and in the other way. Mitchell Farr hitting a three ball there for Nebraska-Omaha. That makes it now 57-31 in favor of the Mavericks. Here's a Brent Wells over here to Lohman. Bounce pass to Lena. Comes back outside. A three-pointer from Bacon. Good from the top of the key. Dane Bacon nails his first field goal of the ball game. And now Nebraska-Omaha wants to call a timeout. Nebraska-Omaha wants to call a timeout here with 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play. In the ball game, we'll take a break with a score of the Mavericks 57, Hastings 34.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight from Sapp Fieldhouse in Omaha. It's been all Mavericks, 57-34 is the score. As we approach the 11-minute mark in the ball game now, Nebraska-Omaha following their timeout. They've got it in their offensive zone. Albers behind his screen. Bounce pass goes inside the ring. He dishes off in a stuff there by a Hagelbaumer as he puts it down through the hole. He's now got 6 points in the ball game and three field goals. It's 59-34. Hastings trailing in the contest. Here's Wells. Jump pass down in the corner to Danielson. Now to Lohman on the wing. Back down in the corner to Danielson. His shot's going to be blocked. It's recovered. Nice save. Mitch Albers saves the ball from going out of the bounce there for UNO. And they come back the other way with the ball. Here's Mitchell Farr on the dribble now to C.J. Carter. Down the right sideline, Carter lobs it inside. And here's a pass to Hagelbauer, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called as he was slicing down the lane there for UNO. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his second. Team foul number nine. And now we've got the media timeout coming up here, I think. Yep, media timeout here with 10 minutes and 21 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. It's UNO 59, Hastings 34.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities, as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Sapp Fieldhouse in Omaha. 59-34 is the score. Nebraska Omaha with a lead over Hastings. Mavericks continue to shoot the ball well. 23 out of 37 from the field for 62% against Hastings. They're hitting 46% from three-point territory. A shot from the free throw line here by Carhoff, or rather by a Hegelbaumer, is going to be no good. He'll get one more. So 10-21 remaining. Here's a second shot. It's up there. It dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. It's now 60-34 in favor of UNO. Hastings with the ball on the wing on the right side. That's Bacon with it now to Brent Wells out here in three-point territory. Sends it down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken by Woolman from 15. It's going to be no good. And a rebound here by Hegelbaumer down the near sideline to Albers. Dribbles into the lane, dishes off down to Ring, and his shot is up and in. They just dump her down to John Ring, and he lays it home. That's the Grand Island Northwest product there. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Here's Bacon on a quick three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mitch Albers for UNO. Out races Danielson into the forecourt. Goes over on the far side to C.J. Carter. They work it down in the corner now as Hastings saves with their man-to-man defense, trailing 62-34. Ring, bounce pass, left side of the lane. They get it to Albers. Back outside, a three-pointer is put up and in. Mitchell Farr hitting a three ball there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 65-34. UNO with a lead over Hastings College. Broncos have the ball now, back in their offensive zone. Wells backs up, tries to put up a shot, can't do it. Dishes back out to Lena. Jump pass back out into 3 point territory to Wells, the woman, now to Drew Danielson. Danielson dribbling with the ball, moves it to the left side of the lane, hands it away. Bacon, dribble penetration, stops, goes up with a shot, puts it up there and scores. Dane Bacon now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 65-36. We're down to 9 minutes to play here in the ball game from Omaha. C.J. Carter has got the ball. Carter comes across the top to a Hegelbaumer. Right over in the far sideline, right in front of the Mavs bench. They get it to a Mitch Albers. Puts it on the floor. Comes over here to C.J. Carter. Bounce pass down low to John Ring. Back outside the three-point arc now. Mitch Albers drives it down the left side of the lane. An off-balance shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bacon gets the ball to Woolman, not to Zach Lena, and his driving layup is going to be blocked out of his hands out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there, and a personal foul, I think, is going to be called on John Ring. That's the case. That's going to be his third foul, team foul number four on the Mavericks here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena has got, 8 points in the ball game thus far? He's got three field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Zach Lena will toe the mark here for Hastings College, the freshman out of Omaha. So Zach will look up there for the Broncos. And the free throw is in the air. That one is good. Zach will have one more. He's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Hastings still leading the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week in free throw percentage at 76%. Hastings is number 2 in the conference in field goal percentage at 48%. Number 2 and 3-point shooting at 40%, but you wouldn't know it tonight. Hastings shooting only 25% from the field tonight. Next shot is up there from Lena. That is good. It's now a 65-38 ball game. Hastings College is trailing here in the contest. C.J. Carter, that's a Jackie Coleman who's back into the ball game now at the point here for Nebraska Omaha. Now it's tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline. Nebraska Omaha will play things in. UNO led at halftime 42-21, got out to a 14-2 lead, and they've not looked back. Continuing to shoot over 60% from the field, and it's tough to hang with any team doing that. Driving down the right side of the lane, then dishing off in the lane. It's going to be deflected, and it's picked up there by Hegelbaumer. So UNO will maintain control. Coleman with the ball. Left side of the lane comes to Carter. Down in the corner, here's a long-range jumper from three. No good by Mitchell Farr, and a rebound comes down to Hastings. Flynn gets the ball. He gets it here to the near sideline. It should be deflected out of bounds. And now we got another timeout called here. Another timeout here is 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. UNO 65, Hastings 38.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sportswear, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos have never led here in this ball game. Fell behind early. They were trailing 42-21 at halftime. And now we're down to 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the contest. 65-38. Nebraska Omaha has got the lead over Hastings College tonight. Broncos will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. As they continue to work against this Maverick defense, there's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Aaron Reyes is into the ball game now for Hastings, a 6'1" freshman out of Sterling, Colorado. That's the first time we have seen him in the Bronco uniform, and he's going to see playing time here against Nebraska Omaha tonight. Hastings with the ball. Here's Dylan Flynn, free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Zach Lena at the top of the key. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Now dishes off down there to Reyes, to Flynn on the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. One shot it out. Hagelbauer grabs the rebound to C.J. Carter. Down the far sideline to Farr. Now to Carter. His shot is up and in. C.J. Carter, just like that, comes back and scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, 67-38. Hastings College down by 29 points here in the ball game. The biggest lead for UNO tonight has been 33 points. There's a Bacon. His shot underneath the basket is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hagelbauer again for Nebraska Omaha. Down to 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Carter. Bounce pass goes inside. That's a Carhoff with it. As he comes back out to Carter on the wing. Dribble penetration. Nice pass to Carhoff. And the shot is up and in. Carter gets the assist that time. John Carhoff gets the easy field goal. He's got 15 in the ball game. And it's 69-38. Hastings down by 31 points here in the ball game. There's a Tobin Reinwald back outside, a three-pointer put it by Bacon. It's going to be short. Long rebound is going to be picked up here by UNO. Back the other way is Jackie Coleman. His shot is up and in. Grabs the long rebound and takes it right down the floor and scores. That's his first field goal. 71-38. UNO blowing the Broncos right out of their stables here tonight at Samp Fieldhouse. There's a feed inside to Flynn. He misses the easy shot. Ball comes out here, and it's going to be picked up by Zach Lena. His shot from 10 is good. So Zach might be the only bright spot we have here tonight. He's got 12 points in the ball game for Hastings College as Lena puts it down through the hole. 71-40, the Broncos trailing by 31. We're down to 6 minutes to play in this ball game. Here's Coleman for three. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Jacquie Coleman banks home a three-pointer from just to the left of the circle. He's got 5 points, 74-40. Back the other way, a driving layup there by Reinwald is going to be missed. Rebound comes down to UNO driving back the other way is going to be Coleman. He's going to be decked on the play. Dylan Flynn missed a personal foul. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line, Jackie Coleman for Nebraska Omaha. He's got a 3 and a 2 in the ball game so far tonight. A junior out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now playing for Nebraska Omaha. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's a 70% foul shooter on the season. He misses his first attempt here. 74-40, Nebraska Omaha with a lead. Following the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Jackie Coleman goes back to the free throw line. His shot is good. So he hits 1 out of 2. And the Broncos trail 75-40. As we approach the 5.5-minute mark here in the ball game, there's a Reyes with the ball now for Hastings College. Moves it over on the wing. Over to Tobin Reinwald, all the way to the sideline. Tobin now throws up a three-pointer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound Flynn in the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there in. Dylan Flynn scores on a left-handed hook shot there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and now the Broncos call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Omaha 75, Hastings 42.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College trailing by the score of 75-42 here in men's college basketball from Nebraska Omaha. As the Mavericks have the ball back in their offensive zone, Isaiah Gandy back in there to a Bill Freeman, who's back into the ball game now for the Mavs, to Jacquie Coleman down in the corner. Gandy for three, shot no good. And the ball is recovered here by Hastings College. Reyes has got the ball for Hastings down the far sideline, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds as they're trying to get it over there to Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game now for Hastings. The ball deflected out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in. Reyes has got the ball out here in three-point territory. They swing it left side. Alex Thayer, entry pass to get it to Flynn. His post move, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the ring for Nebraska Omaha. Back the other way. Here's a Bill Freeman with the ball. Freeman picked up over here in three-point territory by Zach Lena. They come back outside to Egley, who's back into the ball game. There's a short jumper off of the right baseline. It's good. Jackie Coleman scoring on a short jumper from the right baseline. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 77-42. Nebraska Omaha out on top of Hastings here tonight. Alex Thayer with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Spins, puts up a shot off the window and scores. Dylan Flynn has now got 6 points in the ball game, 77-44. We're down to 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Jackie Coleman with the ball now for Nebraska Omaha. Comes over to Isaiah Gandy. There's a pass to the free throw line to Egley. Back outside the ring. A three-pointer put up there by Freeman. No good. Offensive rebound comes to ring. So the Mavericks keeps it alive. And there's the ball. It's deflected out of bounds by Zach Lena. Isaiah Gandy had it over here on the near sideline. And now we've got a timeout called here. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Omaha 77, Hastings 44.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious tonight. Back in Hastings as they beat Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 68-64. Alicia Stadler, 14 points, 10 rebounds for Hastings. Sophia McDermott scored 13 points. Frankie Peterson had 10. Kansas Wesleyan had 27 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings College wins at 68-64 in women's college basketball tonight back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 77-44 here in Nebraska. Omaha's got the lead over Hastings. Here's Ring driving the baseline, and he's going to be hit with a personal foul, knocking down Dylan Flynn driving to the basket there. So a foul is called on John Ring. That's going to be his fourth. Hastings will get the ball back. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Nebraska Omaha here in the ballgame. Hastings will have it. Trailing 77-44, under 4 minutes to play now in the ball game. Lena jump pass down in the corner. They get it back to a Zach Lena on the baseline. Another two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called here on Bill Freeman. First foul on Freeman. That's going to be team foul number six on Nebraska Omaha. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Jordan Hawkinson into the ball game now for Hastings College. Also checking in is going to be John DeWard. It's another kid that we haven't seen all year long. DeWard is a 6'7" freshman out of Utica, Nebraska. So Lance is getting everybody in the ball game. Everybody that's suited up, made the trip tonight, is going to get into the contest as the Broncos turn the ball over down here. That's going to be the 13th turnover on Hastings. 77-44. The Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. They trail at halftime 42-21, and this has not been a ball game here tonight. The Broncos continue to struggle from the field, hitting only 27% of their field goals. And now we've got a turnover here. Now we're going to have a personal foul, an illegal screen set up over there on Tyler Egley. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on Nebraska-Omaha. So Hastings will come back the other direction. Jordan Hawkinson has got the ball. Now to Jude Danielson for the Broncos. Over here on the wing on the right side as Hastings plays with the ball here. There's Andrew Pryor who's into the ball game as well. Pryor, a sophomore out of Wilbur, Nebraska. So Lance has got everybody in there. Not right now. Here's a shot by Jude Danielson from 3. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska-Omaha down the near sideline to Mitchell Farr. We're down to 2:45 to play. And here's a pass that's going to be deflected. Freeman can't handle it there for Nebraska-Omaha. The ball is taken down by Hastings. The 13th turnover on Nebraska-Omaha here in the ball game. Hastings with it. Hawkinson inside the free throw circle. His shot is up and in. Jordan Hawkinson throwing up a 15-foot jumper up there inside the free throw circle. That's his first field goal. 77-46. The Broncos are trailing. Here's Bill Freeman with the ball now for Nebraska-Omaha. Gets it to a Mitchell Farr. Now to Jacquie Coleman out here in three-point territory. Jacquie working with the ball. Feeds it over here to Mitchell Farr. Entry pass to get it inside to Egley. Out down low. Back outside the ring. It comes to Jacquie. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Deflected. Ball is loose. Hastings had it. Lost it. And it's going to be Bronco ball as it was tapped out of bounds there. Danielson had it heading back the other way. But it was tapped out of his hands by Freeman. And Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. The Broncos are trailing 77-46. There's a Hawkinson. He has his pocket picked here by Freeman. Freeman takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. Then Bill Freeman now with 5 points in the ball game, 79-46. As Hastings has problems with the dribble here, and they turn the ball over. Broncos had problems with it as Aaron Reyes couldn't control it. One of the freshmen for Hastings College, seeing some playing time here tonight. 1:43 to play, 79-46. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game as they come over here on the wing to a Freeman. Back outside the arc now to a Mitchell Farr, who holds the ball here. Farr goes over the right sideline. As they move it down in the corner, here's a three-pointer put up there by Freeman. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Hegelbaumer. As they continue to work with it in their offensive zone, back down in the corner again to Egley. A shot for three is good. Tyler Egley throws up the three ball for Nebraska-Omaha. It's 82-46. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. We're down to 1:09 to play. Hastings with the ball here on the near sideline. That's Andrew Reyes with it now. Picked up out there by Jacquie Coleman. They feed it inside to DeWard. Now to Reyes again. Back outside. Here's a Pryor. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down by Coleman. Running back the other way. Bill Freeman. Freeman lobs it down in the corner. That's a Mitchell Farr. Pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Tyler Egley of Nebraska-Omaha. So Hastings will play things in with 46.7 seconds to play. Broncos have it now in their offensive zone. Jude Danielson comes over here on the wing on the right side to Aaron Reyes to a DeWard down to the left sideline. Here's a three-pointer put up and in. Jude Danielson hitting a three ball. That's his first field goal as a Bronco. It's now 82-49. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. We're down to 25 seconds to play as UNO just comes up the floor here, and they'll get their Christmas celebration started early here. As they will just play keep away from the Broncos as Jacquie Coleman has got the ball with 13 seconds to play. On a high post to Hegerbaumer. Back out to Jacquie Coleman. Coleman splits a couple of defenders. We're down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. I don't think UNO will put another shot up here. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College is going to be blown out here in this ball game to Nebraska-Omaha here tonight. Mavericks jumped out to a 14-2 lead in the first half, and we're never really threatening this ball game as Nebraska-Omaha beats Hastings tonight by a score of 82-49. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game. Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Samp Fieldhouse in Omaha. As Hastings was blown out tonight by Nebraska, Omaha, final score of 82-49. Hastings trailed 14-2 within the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Trailed 42-21 at halftime and really never threatened in the second half. In fact, UNO had their biggest lead of the ball game at 36 points late in the contest. Hastings never had the lead the entire night tonight as Nebraska-Omaha beats Hastings by a score of 82-49. Scoring in the ball game for the Broncos. Leading the way tonight was Zach Rena, as he had 12 points in the ball game. 7 for Tobin Reinwald, 6 for Dylan Flynn, 5 points for Jake Marvin, 5 points for Dane Bacon, 4 for Brady Lohman, 3 for Charles Ferguson, 2 points for Brent Wells, 2 points for Jordan Hawkinson, and 3 for Drew Danielson. Everybody got to play for Nebraska Omaha tonight as well. John Carhoff leading the way. He had 15 points in the ball game tonight. John Ring ended up with 10. C.J. Carter also had 10 points in the ball game tonight. 8 for Jacquie Coleman, 8 points for Mitchell Farr, 9 for Mitch Albers, 7 points for Matt Hegelbaumer, 5 for Tyler Egley, 5 for Bill Freeman, and 5 for Isaiah Gandy. It was the shooting tonight for Nebraska-Omaha that did us in. Nebraska-Omaha ended up shooting 61% for the ball game tonight. They were 32 out of 52 from the field for 61.5%. Hastings just 19 out of 66 for 28%. Nebraska-Omaha hit 9 out of 20 from three-point range for 45%. Hastings just 3 out of 23 for 13%. Nebraska-Omaha hit 9 out of 15 from the free throw line for 60%. Hastings was 8 out of 9 for 88%. Nebraska-Omaha out-rebounding Hastings 41-33, but Broncos held a 15-8 advantage on the offensive end. Hastings turned the ball over 13 times in the ball game tonight, 15 for Nebraska-Omaha. Hastings had no block shots and 6 steals. Nebraska-Omaha with 7 block shots and 5 steals. So Nebraska-Omaha wins it here tonight over Hastings College by a score of 82-49. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game. Brought to you by the Hastings Tribune.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
So back at the Sapp Field House in Omaha, it was Nebraska-Omaha beating Hastings tonight by a score of 82-49. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. The Broncos, not too many bright spots here tonight. We did have one guy reach double figures. That was Zach Lena. He came up with 12 points in the basketball game here tonight. 7 points for Dane Bacon, 7 points for Tobin Reinwald, but it was not a good night shooting the ball tonight for the Broncos as Hastings hit only 28% of their field goals in the ball game. They were 19 out of 66 for the field here tonight, but we got to name a player of the game, and we'll do that right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be the only guy who reached double figures for the Broncos, and Zach Lena. Zach was 4 out of 10 from the field tonight, 0 out of 1 on three-pointers, hit all 4 of his free throws, also pulled down 4 rebounds, 3 on offense, 1 on defense, scores the 12 points, had 1 assist and played 22 minutes. Head coach Lance Creech here tonight with the Broncos coming up short to Nebraska-Omaha, losing by a score of 82-49. Zach Lena is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at HastingsTribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the Real Sports Bar Checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at Sam Fieldhouse in Omaha tonight, Hastings College takes this one on the chin to Nebraska-Omaha. Final score of 82-49. Lance is just making his way up to the broadcast facility here tonight. Leading rebounder for Nebraska-Omaha was Matt Hegelbaumer, as he had 9 rebounds for the Mavericks here tonight. Leading rebounder for Hastings College was Jake Marvin. He had 5. So Marvin had 5 points and five rebounds in the ball game for Hastings College as the Broncos lose to Nebraska Omaha by a score of 82-49. We'll check in with the coach right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
And we're back at Sam Fieldhouse again. Hastings College drops this one tonight to a Nebraska-Omaha final score of 82-49 as the coach joins us, Coach Lance Creech for Hastings. And, Coach, not a good performance for us, I don't think, in any aspect of the ball game tonight. Feelings on the game?
It really wasn't, Mike, and it's very disheartening just because I thought, you know, the games that we've played up to this point, yeah, we've lost, you know, some close games and we've had some tough performances along the way, but I thought we competed. You know, we had a chance to win every game that we've played up until tonight, and I think tonight we just come out, we just did not compete. You know, and it's not just as much competing physically as it is mentally, from the standpoint that, you know, I didn't think, I don't know how many times we got our shot blocked and we still refused to shot fake, and, you know, just little things like that is what I'm talking about. I thought, you know, we had particular players that did some good stuff in regard to offensive rebounds and just some little details like that. I thought we took better care of the basketball in the second half and some small things, but you know, just as far as continuously getting beat the same way over and over and over, I thought was very frustrating for me at this point, especially, like I say, I can't say enough the word compete, because I thought that was our biggest weakness up to this point.
Fell behind right off the bat, 14-2 in the early stages of the ball game, and I think our guys got our daubers down early, didn't we?
Well, we did, and the funny part about it is UNO has only been back, you know, out of the airplane for about 16 hours. You know, I mean, we looked like the ones that had just crawled off an airplane. And you know, I mean, yeah, we played on Saturday too, but we played 2 hours earlier. We were at home, and we had a two-hour bus ride to get up here. So, you know, we had no excuses, and I'm not going to try and make any for our team. It was just a poor performance, and, you know, it was just one of those you'd like to have back because, you know, it's a nice team. They are. They do a lot of good things, and they have some pretty decent pieces of the puzzle, but they're yet to even be a Division I team, you know. So the frustrating part is I thought matchup-wise, size-wise, I didn't think they were great. I didn't think they hurt us, you know, overly much on size-wise and just different situations. It was our focus, our concentration, and our ultimately our competitive effort that was the biggest weakness for us tonight.
They shot the ball extremely well, 61% from the field, but some of that had to be maybe our defensive intensity.
Yeah, and it was. It really was. I mean, just from the stand. You know, a standpoint that they didn't really run anything. You know, there wasn't anything you could sit there and scout it. Every time out, I was literally just talking to our guys about competing and things like that. It wasn't anything we were drawing up, or wasn't any situation where we were getting beat X's and O's. They were just beating us man for man on every spot. And I just didn't think, you know, like you said, they came out and they kind of popped us on the chin. And I thought we never got back on our toes to get a swing of our own. I thought we just kind of took it on the chin all night.
So these games can be both good and bad, but I don't know if we came out with anything good. You got a lot of kids in the ball game, some younger kids got a lot of playing time, but really can't pull anything out of here that's we would take a step in, did we?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. You know, Zach Landon plays some positive minutes for us, but you know, sometimes, and I don't want to discredit his effort because I was proud of the way he competed, but you know, a lot of times. It's easy to play when you're down 25 or whatever. You know, I mean, there's no pressure on you. It's not like we have to make adjustments or anything like that. So, you know, I suppose there was a couple bright spots, and once we go back and look at tape, we'll probably see something. But right now I didn't see a lot that we want to pat anybody on the back at any point in time.
So now you take a few days off for the holidays, and you come back, and you've got the tournament down in Columbia, Missouri, and then you get right back to the GPAC conference season after the first of the year. So the bad thing is the guys will have to soak on this for a few days, huh?
Yeah, it's not going to be any fun, you know, and I don't, you know, like I told them after, I said, we just got a lot of work to do, boys, and that's not a threat. That's not, oh, we're going to run you into the ground or something. We've got to be intelligent about how we do some things here, too. But, you know, we do. We just, I thought we'd be a little bit further along just technically and fundamentally and just with defensive principles mainly, you know, but again, when you're not playing as hard as you need to play to look like anything is being executed, it's hard to adjust effort.
Yeah, mentally, I don't think we were ready to play a team like a Nebraska-Omaha tonight, were we?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's the frustrating part, and that's what I told the kids in the pregame, is last year when Coach Hansen called me last August in a late scenario, hey, you want to play? First thing I did is said, I want to check with our guys because this is a bigger than me decision, because it's easier for me to say yes, but I'm not the one that has to go out and compete against a Division I basketball team. And to a man, every kid that I talked to said, yes, coach, we want this opportunity to play, and we just didn't do it.
All right, so Hastings drops this one 82-49 to Nebraska-Omaha. I guess have yourself a great Christmas. We'll catch you after the holiday. Huh?
All right, thank you.
All right, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one 82-49 to Nebraska-Omaha after trailing 42-21 at halftime. Hastings stumbled out of the gates, trailed 14-2, really never got in the ball game here tonight. Nebraska-Omaha's biggest lead in the contest was 37 tonight, led by 37 points with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play, and they won it by the score of 82-49 over Hastings College. So, again, the Bronco men will take a break for the holidays. They'll get back at it the week between Christmas and New Year's in a tournament down in Columbia, Missouri. Then it's back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference season right after the first of the year. Hastings College women tonight were victorious. They beat Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 68-64 in a ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. Alicia Stadler had 14 points, 10 rebounds for Hastings. Sophia McDermott, 13 points. Frankie Peterson had 10. Kansas Wesleyan had 27 turnovers in the ball game. So the Hastings College women break a two-game losing streak. They beat Kansas Wesleyan tonight by a score of 68-64. The men tonight lose to Nebraska-Omaha by a score of 82-49. That'll wrap things up from Omaha tonight from Sapp Fieldhouse. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Omaha.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.